Welcome to Caught Doing Something Good, a program that shines the spotlight on the positive attributes of youth in our community. In this episode, we talk to Kasten Lee. Kasten is a Nome Belt student and valedictorian of the 2018 Rural Alaska Honors Institute. We discuss how she stays motivated and how she uses sports to serve the people that she loves by doing what she loves.
Hi, my name is Kasten Lee. I am the Rawhide valedictorian and the captain of the Nome Nanics volleyball team.
My first introduction to Kasten Lee was the YouTube video from her Rawhide graduation.
Thank you to my parents, Eric and Crystal Lee. Without you, I wouldn't be here right now. Literally.
Not only is she the valedictorian of the Rural Alaska Honors Institute, but in the introduction to her speech, I learned that she is also the captain of the Nome Belts volleyball team. In her Rawhide recommendation, her teacher described Kasten as one of the most gifted students she's ever had the privilege to work with. Knowing this, I am almost surprised to meet a very shy and humble rising high school senior. Let's go back to Rawhide with Kasten.
When I got there, I was like, oh my gosh, all these people are so smart. They're like, yeah, I took AP blah, 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 AP blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I don't have any of that at my school.
Yeah, I was so scared.
I was like, am I going to fail this?
The program accepts students from all over rural Alaska and gives them an opportunity to see what college might be like if they went. They go to Fairbanks, take college-level classes, and live in dorms.
Yeah, I wanted to be prepared for college. I also wanted to get away for the summer and know what else is out there. The first week was really rough because I knew nobody there. I was so scared. But then after that, like, we had to do a bunch of team bonding exercises, all that kind of stuff. And then I just found a group of people who I was able to fit in with, and we hung out every single day. So yeah, I made a lot of friends, like good friends too. We went on, I don't know if you want to call them class trips. We did that every weekend. Like, we went on hikes. We went to, or in the week after midterms, we went to this one camp, and it was super fun. Class-wise, it'd be English at 8. That would go on for 2 hours. And then, like, 10 minutes after that, we would have either library science or study skills, just depending on the day. And then you would have a break for lunch. And then after lunch, you could have either a math class or, like, a science class. I chose to be in math because I'm not a science person at all. And then 3 days a week, you had an elective of your, choosing. Like, you could either be in karate or yoga or native dancing or anything like that. So it was just 6 hours of classes a day. That was it. So it wasn't, like, work all the time, but it was work, fun, and then work again. We also had a lot of speakers come in, just like from throughout the school or like throughout the university. At Rawhide, we went over some like serious stuff. Like, the weekends, it was like full of fun, but then when it came to like Sunday was the sad day. We talked about like boarding schools in Alaska and racism and sexual abuse, like suicide and all these like big things that are happening in Alaska. And it was just, yeah, it's sad. And so we took the weekend to like talk about that as a big group. I knew about boarding schools, but I wasn't like really, like, I didn't know like what happened, like what actually happened.
Kasten may have been valedictorian, but it's obvious she put in a lot of hard work, especially when it came to all of that math.
A minimum of 17 hours a week doing math, just math. I don't say I had no time to do anything else except for math, but it was pretty close to doing just math. It was rough the first few weeks, but then I got used to it.
But the hard work has been offset by some rewards that can't be measured. Kasten told me that she wanted to go to Rawhide to meet people. She's made friends from all over the state.
Yeah, in Alaska, there's one from Healy, Ketchikan, Unicleet. But I kind of already knew the girl from Unicleet because she lived in Nome.
Kasten received awards for more than just her studies.
morning warrior, which was for getting up every morning and going up to the rec center. I got best math student for having the highest grade in the math class. Oh, yeah, Chef Gordon, because I baked quite a bit while I was there. Yeah, there was a kitchen in the dorms, but there was, like, none of the stuff that I usually have in my house. Like, I have a KitchenAid mixer at my house, and there was a bowl and a whisk. I had to whisk a whole bunch of butter by hand, so that was great. During the summer, I go to the gym every day. Well, not weekends, but every weekday. And then I spend about 2 hours just lifting and all that stuff. And I do some running. Like, I started the summer running only half a mile a day, and then I worked my way up to doing 3 miles every day. While I was at Rawhi, I didn't have anyone to, like, actually play volleyball with, so I had to pepper with the wall the whole entire time.
As for being valedictorian, let's go to that moment.
I had no idea. Or the academic coordinator for Rawhi. He was the one telling everybody. His name is Greg. Greg's my favorite. But she was like, yeah, Greg's just looking for the valedictorian right now. And then he was like, Custon? And I was like, oh, shoot. Like, that's how he talked. And he pulled me out into the hallway. He was like, congratulations. He just told me. I didn't know what to say. Like, I was just like, thank you. Like, I was so awkward. Gosh. I was like, thank you. And then, like, I shook his hand. And then I went back to my room and I called my mom and I cried. I was like, oh my gosh.
For having such a big accomplishment, I learned quickly that academics are only a sliver of what she does. What makes her really get excited is volleyball. She plays on the Nome Belts varsity volleyball team, but is also a middle school coach.
Like, it's what makes me happy, so I'm hoping it's what makes them happy, too. Over the years, I've just grown to love it. It gave me motivation to do better, I guess. Like, everybody always wants to be the best, but, like, sports really pushes you to aim for that. A lot of the helping with the middle schoolers is just getting their form down. Like, a lot of them come in and they've never touched a volleyball before, so you have to, like, teach them how to pass correctly, teach them how to set. So, looking forward to helping them with their form. It's something that I was taught, so being able to teach them would be great. I get so excited. Like, I'm like, yay, finally! Like, yeah, good job. Like, I get so hyped for them.
I asked her for her proudest coaching moment.
Oh, actually, it was when they were playing a scrimmage game. And I was just, like, up on this ref stand because I was reffing for them. And it was just after they finished the set, and I went down and I talked to this one girl. I was like, hey, you need to do this to fix this. And she actually fixed it. Like, she made an effort to try and fix this. So that was probably, like, my, I don't want to say proudest moment, but it was pretty great.
Once Kasten gets talking about volleyball, it is all excitement and confidence. It is hard to imagine her being an athlete that is anything but poised and self-assured. She shared one of her very first games as a freshman.
It was the very first tournament that we went to my freshman year. And I've never played with, like, any of these girls before, and I was so scared. I was on the bench, and the coach was like, get in there. Didn't tell me what to do at all. Like, he was just like, I was so scared. And then there's some 6'4 girl, and I'm only 5'8". So I was just standing there and I was looking up and was like, oh my gosh. And then I looked at my coach and was like, what do I do? He looked at me and was like, blocker. I was like, oh. I just laughed. I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then I want to say it was like good 30 seconds that I was in, I got a block on her. That's a good moment. I blocked a 6'4 girl as a freshman. So, in the 30 seconds that I was in playing.
When I listened to Kasten's valedictorian speech, her teacher mentioned that she was on her way to Spokane that very night for a volleyball tournament. Knowing how willing she is to travel for her dreams, I wasn't surprised when Kasten told me she wanted to go to Stanford and study English.
I'm not into the sciencey stuff, all English and liberal arts and all that. At ACSA, we did like a whole bunch of editing stuff. And I was like, ooh, this is fun. I like this. And it's just followed me into high school, I guess. I've just always wanted to be an editor and publishing things. It's just fun for me.
But it isn't off to Scholastic or Simon & Schuster if Kasten has her way.
I want to come back here and coach our team. Nome's a really great place. All of us are from here. My mom's lived here her whole life, so. Well, I don't want to say I haven't, seen other places, because I have. Nome's just the best out of all of them. The family atmosphere. You know everyone here, and they all support you. It's something that's going to be really different. It's coming from, everybody knows everybody, and then when you go off, you're going to play for a completely different team where you know nobody. That's so scary. I want to study English, and I want to open up a bakery. It's either publishing or an English teacher here. It'll be easier to coach if I become an English teacher, just because teacher coaches get priority, those two. Definitely want to come back and open up a bakery, though. Yeah, pastries, cakes, all that type of stuff. No actual food, because I can't cook. Oh, yeah, breads too, I guess. Well, it's not going to be ginormous, but it's not going to be, small either. In my dream world, it'd be, I don't know. I can see it in my brain, but I can't explain it. About the size of, 3 cars wide. Yeah. Well, I was at Rawhi. I got awarded best essay of the term. And it basically just touched on alcoholism in Alaska and how it affects everyone and how it came to be. And I really hope to come back here and help with this problem. Hopefully becoming coach, I can get more people involved in that, that kind of thing. Yeah. Opening up a business, I'd help with jobs, which would help with employment, employing other people and that kind of thing, where they don't have to be just relying on alcohol. But I was actually reading on Pinterest the other day. It was 7 things not to do when you open up a bakery. It was don't get your hopes up too high, because it's a lot of the managing stuff. I'm gonna have to obviously go to school for business too and learn how to do all the business stuff. It's you lose. Or you don't actually get to bake a lot because you have to do all the paychecks and all the, all the money stuff. But it'll work out.
Helping others and serving pastries? Sounds appetizing. What else is on the menu?
Apple pies. It takes a while, but, I like being able to take my time and do all these cool decorations. Designs on them.
But for now, Kasten has time before she needs to be worried about business plans. She still has college applications, volleyball games, and most importantly, having fun in her senior year. How does this Rawhi valedictorian feel now that school has started?
I'm definitely more comfortable reaching out to people, asking questions, emailing them, hey, I need to do this, or can I do this, that type of stuff. So I'm just going to assume that talking to your professors is the same, kind of the same as talking to a college coach. Hopefully it is. So, yeah, it's helped me, reaching out to people. I was in yearbook today and I was writing and I was my article is going to be why you should go to Rawhi. And then my mind just went blank. I have no clue. You don't know how amazing Rawhi is until you actually go.
From serving on the court to serving cakes. From valedictorian to volleyball coach, we've definitely caught Kasten doing something good. For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Emily Hofstetter. If you know a student who is doing something good in our community, feel free to contact us at knom.org or to call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught Doing Something Good, it's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.